under 87? Is there something? Well, no. Right. That's a big problem. And it's something our society has not addressed at all. Jobs for people with IQs of less than 85 are very, very rare. So what the hell are those people supposed to do? It's like 15% of the population. What are they supposed to do? Well, we better figure it out, because one of the things that's happening too is that as the high IQ tech geeks get a hold of the world, the demand for cognitive power is increasing, not decreasing, right? You want to be a teller? Well, you know, those checkout machines, they're not so simple. You want to work at McDonald's? You think that's a simple job? You don't see robots working at McDonald's. And the reason for that is that what McDonald's workers do is too complex for robots to do. So this is a discussion that no one wants to have, but that's okay. It's still a problem, and it has to be dealt with. So the U.S. government, I think I told you this at one point already, it's illegal to induct anyone into the U.S. Army if they have an IQ of less than 83, right? It's about 10% of the population. Because the U.S. Army, and they've been doing IQ testing since IQ testing began, because they want everybody they can possibly get into the Army, because in peacetime, they use it as a way of moving people up the socioeconomic ladder, and in wartime, well, obviously, you need as many soldiers as you can get your hands on. And so you're not going to be any pickier than you have to be.